Track 6. Listening Part 2, Worksheet 3. You will hear a boy called Jake Castle giving a class presentation about an animal called a hedgehog. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
We've been asked to talk about something we do outside school which helps the environment in some way, and I've decided to talk about the hedgehog conservation work I've been doing recently with a local conservation club. There's been a huge decline in hedgehog numbers over recent years. In case you don't know what a hedgehog looks like, it's a four-legged creature not dissimilar in size to a small rabbit, with a long nose and it's covered in sharp spikes. Depending on where you live, you may have seen one before, though since they're disappearing at the same rate as the tiger, it's quite likely you haven't. What's the reason for the rapid decrease in the hedgehog population in the UK? Like many threatened animals, the problem is its habitat is disappearing. Hedgehogs live not only in the countryside, but in woodland too. As these environments disappear to make way for housing or intensive agriculture, so do the hedgehogs. As the hedgehog's habitat is destroyed, so is their food source. Hedgehogs have a pretty big appetite, and a single animal can eat over 100 smaller creatures every night. Worms are a favourite snack, as are insects and other little animals, so we need to protect these too. Let me tell you about some of the things that can be done to help save the hedgehog population. One thing we're promoting at the club is what we call the Hedgehog Highway, which doesn't mean building a special bridge or road for them, though that would be cool, but making sure they can pass from garden to garden without obstacles getting in the way. This means cutting holes in the fences between gardens. These don't have to be big, and neighbours can get together to help each other out. Alternatives include digging a tunnel under a wall or whatever else is in the way. These measures allow hedgehogs to walk from garden to garden in search of food and shelter. Speaking of shelter, it's becoming increasingly difficult for hedgehogs to find suitable places to build nests. It's crucial for them to have a safe place to hide and sleep during colder months when they hibernate. So we're encouraging people to think twice before you clear away leaves and instead pile them up with branches in quiet corners of the garden to create the perfect cozy hedgehog home. You may be surprised to learn that since they don't possess brilliant eyesight, hedgehogs have a tendency to fall into things like ponds or drains, so it's crucial that people cover these dangers wherever they can. I've placed small stacks of stones at the side of the pond in my parents' garden so they can get out. Their climbing skills are surprisingly strong, I discovered. I've come across several injured hedgehogs while I've been working with the conservation club, and it's vital to know what should be done when this happens. Vets can help injured hedgehogs. The preferred course of action, though, is to go online and find out where the nearest rescue centre is and take them there. Hedgehogs do wake up to eat during their hibernation period in winter, and we're asking neighbours that do see one out and about in their garden to have a look and check it doesn't seem underweight. If it's a bit thin, there's no problem with leaving some food out for it. Bread may seem like something easy to leave, but it's impossible for hedgehogs to digest it, so I'd recommend food usually given to pets instead. I hope some of you will go out and start looking after hedgehogs. If they're not found in your area and you still want to get involved in the conservation of other species, there's plenty you can do. The club I'm in is called the Green Trust, but the Wildlife Trust is a fantastic place to start if you want to find out more about what's happening with other animals in your local area. You can easily find them online, but I can give you the website address if you like. I hope I've inspired you to think.
Now listen again.
We've been asked to talk about something we do outside school which helps the environment in some way, and I've decided to talk about the hedgehog conservation work I've been doing recently with a local conservation club. There's been a huge decline in hedgehog numbers over recent years. In case you don't know what a hedgehog looks like, it's a four-legged creature not dissimilar in size to a small rabbit, with a long nose and it's covered in sharp spikes. Depending on where you live, you may have seen one before, though since they're disappearing at the same rate as the tiger, it's quite likely you haven't. What's the reason for the rapid decrease in the hedgehog population in the UK? Like many threatened animals, the problem is its habitat is disappearing. Hedgehogs live not only in the countryside, but in woodland too. As these environments disappear to make way for housing or intensive agriculture, so do the hedgehogs. As the hedgehog's habitat is destroyed, so is their food source. Hedgehogs have a pretty big appetite, and a single animal can eat over 100 smaller creatures every night. Worms are a favourite snack, as are insects and other little animals, so we need to protect these too. Let me tell you about some of the things that can be done to help save the hedgehog population. One thing we're promoting at the club is what we call the Hedgehog Highway, which doesn't mean building a special bridge or road for them, though that would be cool, but making sure they can pass from garden to garden without obstacles getting in the way. This means cutting holes in the fences between gardens. These don't have to be big, and neighbours can get together to help each other out. Alternatives include digging a tunnel under a wall or whatever else is in the way. These measures allow hedgehogs to walk from garden to garden in search of food and shelter. Speaking of shelter, it's becoming increasingly difficult for hedgehogs to find suitable places to build nests. It's crucial for them to have a safe place to hide and sleep during colder months when they hibernate. So we're encouraging people to think twice before you clear away leaves and instead pile them up with branches in quiet corners of the garden to create the perfect cozy hedgehog home. You may be surprised to learn that since they don't possess brilliant eyesight, hedgehogs have a tendency to fall into things like ponds or drains, so it's crucial that people cover these dangers wherever they can. I've placed small stacks of stones at the side of the pond in my parents' garden so they can get out. Their climbing skills are surprisingly strong, I discovered. I've come across several injured hedgehogs while I've been working with the conservation club, and it's vital to know what should be done when this happens. Vets can help injured hedgehogs. The preferred course of action, though, is to go online and find out where the nearest rescue centre is and take them there. Hedgehogs do wake up to eat during their hibernation period in winter, and we're asking neighbours that do see one out and about in their garden to have a look and check it doesn't seem underweight. If it's a bit thin, there's no problem with leaving some food out for it. Bread may seem like something easy to leave, but it's impossible for hedgehogs to digest it, so I'd recommend food usually given to pets instead. I hope some of you will go out and start looking after hedgehogs. If they're not found in your area and you still want to get involved in the conservation of other species, there's plenty you can do. The club I'm in is called the Green Trust, but the Wildlife Trust is a fantastic place to start if you want to find out more about what's happening with other animals in your local area. You can easily find them online, but I can give you the website address if you like. I hope I've inspired you to...